Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome again to Transmuting Painful Emotions. And so sorry that last week the audio was so poor that I had many requests to repeat the show because it was such an important show and people were getting bits and pieces of it, and I wanted to hear more. So we're doing it again today. I want to welcome Bob Sykes, and I don't see a lot of people on the line, so I'm kind of concerned whether or not my newsletter got out to everybody that the show is going to be repeated. So I'm looking at it, and the show time is today, so it's the right show. So if you're calling, if you're listening or you want to call in, there's plenty of time to call in right now. And we'll be on till 4:30 Mountain Time. We'll be on for an hour and a half. Bob Sykes is on the line. He's listening. I'm kind of excited about the show today because today we're talking about the painful emotions. And I want to talk a little bit about Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth. But first, I would like to talk some about my own experiences in this very painful emotional situations that I find myself in and that I've absolutely been able to assist many of my clients in their emotional pain. Part of what pain is, it's sort of a way for our soul to direct us because it's another one of those emotions. There's the fun, happy, joyful, loving emotions and things that feel very painful. What I have found in my practice as a practitioner, energy practitioner, and is that if we, and what Eckhart Tolle also talks about in his book, The New Earth, is that if we do not address the emotions that come up, the negative emotions are going to stay stuck in our cellular consciousness. And one of the things I check for with every new client and even follow-ups is how many negative emotions are trapped in the energy bodies. I started this many years ago when I had a client come to me and she could see and she could feel and she knew that there were things stuck that she needed to let go of, and it was blocking her way to a higher consciousness because she could not transmute these negative emotions. She knew it was there, but she was blocking the access of the emotion. So I think that's pretty interesting that some of us along the way are, in a lot of us, because we're in the human form. And part of being in the human form is experiencing emotions. Emotions is like a signage that tell us, yes, we're doing good, this feels bad. So I want to talk a little bit personally about emotions. And one of the things I have learned, and being an empath, I've learned a lot about emotions, is that a lot of times we have emotional pain when our expectations have not been met. We expect, like, and I've said this many times before, some of the worst pain that I've ever experienced is from my children because I expect them to love me. I expect them to want to love their mother and not speak abusively to her. But that's not what has happened on my path because, of course, people get angry. And the closest ones to us sometimes are the ones that get the worst abuse from anger. The daughter being one of my daughters, my oldest, has had expectations. But the thing was, and what I learned in my last visit with her in England, is that we had a big talk about it, and I cried a lot, was that her expectations of me were that I would honor her. And we're very, very different people. And I really don't understand. But she doesn't want me to be my authentic self. She wants me to be quiet about anything I do to her friends, to her husband, to anyone that comes into her house. It's almost as if she is ashamed of me and what I do. Now, that's freaking painful. And what I had to do was look at her and look at her viewpoint and honor who she was. And she said, Mother, you don't honor me. If you honored me, you would not say anything about your work or about cannabis oil or about divine beings or the ETs. All the things that is about Cindy Bentley is not about what my daughter wants me to be. So I have to not be my authentic self, and that's painful. And I know there's many people out there who at times have been in situations, especially our people, our light workers, have been in situations where all you can do is keep your mouth shut and hold the light. Just hold the light. And that's very, very true for many people. So I've had some clients over the years, and recently, of just a few weeks ago, a client who tried to take her life. And as I was checking her and talking to her in the hospital, she had 185 trapped negative emotions. So she was really depressed. So what causes all these emotions to get trapped in our bodies? And I'm going to read some from Eckhart Tolle in just a little bit. But I think part of it is that we can't express our pain, that it's not safe. And I think some of it is a program or a pattern that we've learned from a very early age. I know I got, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. I heard that as a young child. And for the men, they hear it over and over again. Don't cry. Be a man. Be a man. You hear that so many times. So what happens is that we somehow feel that it's not safe to express how we feel, that it has to be very happy, good all the time. And I think I've even experienced some of that, but experienced a lot of pain in my life. Eckhart Tolle says the most spiritual people on the planet are the ones who have mostly experienced the most pain. I'm going to say that again. Eckhart Tolle says in his book that those of the higher spiritual pathways have experienced the most pain on this planet. Pain is what in the three-dimensional world that we were living in that hologram, pain is what was causing us to move forward sometimes. That the pain of not being loved by somebody would make you leave. And that's something I had to do. The pain of not living the expectations of your soul and the contract that you had with your higher self. I felt like I would die if I didn't do this work and do it full time and quit my job of 32 years. I did. I made cards. I have not stopped. And I've worked full time practicing this since 2008. And it was 10 years after I had actually studied with the teacher for 3 years. But it took me a while to be able to move forward. This morning I got up thinking everything is good, and for some reason I just had to cry. I mean, I cried a lot. I cried and I cried. And one of the things I realized is that I'm changing. I'm mutating. I'm not the same anymore. And I was kind of being sad for leaving my old self behind yet again. Because every time I think I know, every time I think I've got it, or I have a group of friends that I really enjoy, or I have the right man in my life, something happens. And my consciousness feels that for this moment, I went somewhere yesterday that I usually enjoy to dance. I stayed through one song and left. The energy wasn't right for me. The right people weren't there. It didn't feel good. I left. Was it me that's changing or was it the place that's changing? I'm not sure yet. I haven't doused it, but something was different. And then this morning I got up and I was so sad. I checked myself. I was clear. I was just sad. And so I cried, and I let myself cry. I let the human person that I am cry. The divine being and the higher self I also am gave me permission as a human to cry. And many of you guys know when I teach about the divine being, that's the truth of our soul, our consciousness being in charge and taking care of the human being who's trying to move forward, to merge and learn the power of the divine beingness and be in our higher self and our crystalline body. So I know there was something going away. I could feel something going away. And it's as if I was telling it goodbye this morning. So I just let myself cry as much as I wanted to because I don't really cry that much. But I knew that I was going to a different level of being Cindy Bentley, that there's some big things pushing forward in my life. And I had to let go of another piece of me that wanted to play small and be open to something even more. And if you are conscious, as a lot of you are that are listening, many times when you have to shift to a different perspective, a different part of you, and in order to shift, sometimes we have to leave another piece of us behind. It can't go with us anymore. And so I've been thinking of stepping it up a little bit and accepting that I could teach in a bigger arena, or that the next, I've had so many people want that next book because it could be a reference book for transmuting these, how to be protected, how to transmute, how to cut cords, just so many things that people want to know and they want me to teach. And I can only, I teach on the radio with here people listening. I teach on in sessions, but people would like something they can go back to. Many times I tell people just to look at the archives and they can listen to different things they want to listen to. So I think a lot of us now, because the energies are moving so quickly, we're having to, and I was reading this just this week in one of the emails I got from one of the big websites, is that we're continuously letting go in the moment to be more of what we are in the next moment. I'm going to say this again. Because of the energy frequencies that are coming in,
We are letting go in the moment that we're in order that we can step into the next moment at a higher level. So this morning I was releasing, and I've been talking to lots of people who have been releasing also. And today, oh my goodness, after I cried a bit and I started getting text messages and emails, I had about 15 people that wanted a session or a follow-up session, one new session, and about 14 follow-ups. So it wasn't just me today. There was a lot of people needing to feel grounded and feel safe in the shift that's taking place within them. And it's really big to be able to surrender and allow to the next moment and say, I have no expectations. I do have intentions. Now, there's a big difference between expectations and intentions. So you're in the expectations you're trying to take control of. The intentions you're allowing. My highest intention is to serve. I had a lot of really wild experiences this week, and on another day I'll talk about some. I think Bob Sykes has had some of the same things happening, and I know there's more of you out there, so I think we're going to do a show on things that appear and disappear, because boy, have I had some disappearing items this week. I haven't told Bob about it yet, but I will. I mean, I lost something on the trail that I walked, my 5-mile trail. 2 days later, after a big rain, and it's a very small little, like a little smaller than, like the size of a small button. 2 days later on the trail, I found it. Stuck it in my pocket, got home, took the tissues and the rocks that I collect along the road, threw them to the side, forgot all about the little piece of equipment that I had found. And then I remembered, oh, my God, where is it? I looked through all my pockets. I went outside to look at the rocks, see if I dropped it. It was nowhere to be found. 24 hours later, I walk into my office in the morning, and there it is sitting right in the center of my dowsing chart. So I know that was my divine beings telling me that they're there. I know that was very divine telling me to hang in there, that you're going to step up a little higher right now. And I am. And I had somebody again this weekend say to me, you know, you should be this. You should do this to be more like that and to be more like this. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. And it hurt my feelings, because it was like I was not being what they wanted me to be. And I didn't cry. I said, wait a minute. And I stood in my power. And I said, I could have changed maybe a little bit when I was younger. I could have changed a little bit more or a little less when I was in my middle age. You know, I'm 67 years old. I'm going to be what I am. I'm going to be who I am. And I stood in my power, and I did not let – I wanted this person to like me, guys. And I had the expectation that this person actually liked me, but they were telling me in no uncertain terms that maybe I wasn't enough. And I was saying, I'm just like I am. If you like me, you're going to have to like me like I am. And I know there's so many of you out there who've had the same experience, because there's still those people that we come in contact with that are living in the three-dimensional world with one foot in and one foot out, and they're scared. And when they come up in front of someone like you and I who are authentically in our soul path and shining the light so bright that it blinds their eyes, and holding the frequency so high that they can feel it. And they don't know what to do but be confused, because who are you to make me feel this way? And I'll tell you who you are and who I am. We are the powerful divine beings that volunteered to come down here and do the work to take us to the next level. And we're doing it. And we're doing it. And we're doing it good. And I want each of you to know that you are divinely cared for, divinely loved, and no matter how painful a situation becomes, cry it out and keep going. Because if you hold it inside of you, it's as if you don't feel deserving of that feeling. You deserve to feel it. And I didn't let go this morning. I cried. And when my daughter, when I felt my daughter not accepting me, I cried in front of her. And she didn't care. She said, "You have to honor me and be quiet in front of, you know." So she was right. But it did hurt. Especially when so many of us are empaths, and before anyone even opens their mouth, we're feeling their pain. Why can't they feel the pain they can sometimes cause us? That's an expectation that we many times lose. So what we have to do, if you can't cry it by yourself, if you can't let somebody know how you feel, then it would be nice to call in some divine beings to work with you. And I do have that. You know, there's Wan Yin and Mother Mary, Isis, some wonderful mother energy that can nurture us back to wholeness, that can accept who we are and understand that we need nurturing. And that's very true. So we've got a lot of callers now. So I'm going to be answering some questions, and I'm going to be asking you if you've had some painful situations. And those of you who would like for me to check for trapped emotions in your energy fields and in your energy bodies, please let me know when I call on you, when I answer your phone call. So I'm still crying a little bit now, but an intense type of 14 days. Last Monday, I worked with a lady in Denver, and I think she's on the line now. And we're working, her and I and three other people now, on a mission to lift some density off this planet by telling the dark that we no longer need the duality, that we're done with duality on this planet, that now we just want joy and love, and that they can go someplace else. We appreciate their service and the Lucifer services of helping us see and know darkness. But now it's time for them to go, because we know the dark well enough. It's time for us to be the light. And we are ascending to higher frequencies, and darkness cannot sustain itself in the light, as we all know. So I'm just saying, bring the light and we'll let it go. Getting back to pain. I know, I hope I'm not wandering too much. Sometimes I'm told that I go a long ways out to tell the one little sentence. Especially when I'm on the phone talking to people, they say, "Wow, you mean you told me all that to tell me this?" And I'm like, "Yes." But the other thing that I'm doing is I'm holding frequency too. So let's see what Bob's doing, and then we'll start answering. Bob, are you hearing me okay?
I am hearing you perfectly, Cindy.
Good. It And I want everyone to know it took me about at least 10 minutes to, I'm calling in on a cell phone rather than direct connect. It still took me at least 10 minutes to get a line on the cell phone. It kept cutting me off. So I know, I don't think it's Blog Talk. I think there's something going on this end that's blocking this show. But that's okay. We did it. We got through today, and all is well. And you guys are listening, and the lines are full. So, Bob, did you heard my talk about something disappearing, and I'll tell you later about that.
Yeah.
But you've had the same thing happen.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And you'll look right at something, but it won't be there until you come back the third time, and then it's there. Well, for me to absolutely lose something twice, and twice it show up right in my nose, and the last time it shows up in my office on my dowsing sheet, that was a sure sign that I've got a lot of help. I mean, it was, and I needed it because I'm intensely going to a new level. I think people who are working with me find it very true, and the people that I'm working with in Europe are finding it very true. And it's what I came here for. Yeah. And Bob, thank you. And Bob will be live in person in about two more months, not next Monday, but the next. He'll be here in the studio with me. So that's pretty exciting. He's going to come out to Santa Fe, him and Nancy, to visit. So I know there's a lot of people that have been having a lot of pain. I'm going to be working with some people this week who have called in and said, Cindy, I just can't get through it. I'm crying again now. And we can all cry together because it's been hard. But now we can let it go and get it out of all that we are so that we can live in a higher frequency. I am looking at somebody now who's been on the line for 26 minutes. I think it's my Cherise. 404-372, this is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hey, Cindy, it is Cherise.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry you're going through so much pain and emotion right now.
It's not so much pain. It's just I don't even know what it is. I just have to let it go.
Oh.
It's like I'm feeling it for everybody.
I went through a period like that about a month ago. And now I just try to stay and feel in joy.
Yeah.
And try to keep that vibration really high.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm releasing a lot of old stuff. I know I am. But I'm really very happy, if that makes sense. But I just need to cry a little bit.
When
it's
will
okay.
We be through
Thank
with
you.
All this releasing?
I don't know. I got some really good stuff going on. I'll have to tell you later. But it's still. Sometimes when you go to the next level and you leave the old you behind, or you go to the next relationship and you have to be not the same person as you were before in order to, because this is a bigger, higher frequency relationship. So you have to stay at that high level.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognize you have to let go of what you thought you were to be something different. It's kind of interesting. But you're still in your authentic self because you're just growing your authenticity to be more and more of what you are. But anyway, I didn't tell you all these sad things to help you be sorry for me. I just wanted everybody to know. I was hoping more people would understand the pain and that it's okay to be in the pain. I give myself permission, but not all day long. I'm going to have a good time. you know, I have a good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been really having fun, but I'm trying to let go of everything so there's nothing there to hold back, if that makes sense.
It does.
And you do the same thing. You do the same thing. I know you do.
Right, right. I think I've shed so much in the past that now I kind of have a reprieve right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the whole new environment, the new house, has really helped quite a bit.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you check my emotional body?
Yeah, let's check the motion. Let's do that. Believe it or not, I don't even have all my tools sitting on they're behind me. I usually have it all ready, but it took me forever to get to even call in. It was amazing today. I thought, oh my God, I'm not supposed to do this show. This is so powerful that I feel like I've had to do some big prayers to Archangel Michael and other ones to protect this powerful show. So many people need it. How many trapped emotions does Cherise have? Please show. Just three.
Okay.
That's good. We'll take them out. We'll transmute them. Okay. Thank you, dear. Very good.
Thank you.
And we'll talk later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Bye-bye. Okay. 310-750. Who am I speaking with? Is Peggy? Is this 310-750? Do you want to ask any questions? Okay, thank you for listening. Okay, I know who this is. 310-833. Hello.
Hey, Cindy, it's Elaine.
Hey, Elaine, how are you?
I'm doing better now that I know I'm not the only one going through this.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving us permission to cry.
Yeah, let's all cry together today.
Jeez, let's just do a big old circle cry.
And you know,
I'm curious about a couple things.
Uh-huh. Sure, go.
When do you know when you're naturally detoxifying emotions, releasing, and when do you know or think you're clinically depressed? Like, how do you tell the difference?
I think they both go hand in hand.
Oh, crap.
And see, part of it is this. I think they're almost the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're clinically depressed, then you're holding back what you need to be crying out, what needs to be cried. And I say cried or screamed. You know, I've been doing some stuff I never do. I mean, I like walked, I do, you know, I've got that 13-mile trail out in the desert. And lately, I just went out there and just screamed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt better. I had to call somebody this morning. I said, I don't know what I'm crying about. I'm kind of crying, though. I've got a really good new relationship going. It's really good.
Yay.
And I have to stand in my power because he has not a clue who or what I am.
Give him time. You're a fine wine, baby.
Yeah, I'm not telling him anything.
Okay.
So I'm just letting him figure it out. And that's kind of scary, but it's not bad. I mean, it's just fun, joking constantly all day and stuff like that, texting back and forth and staying in touch, which is really nice because I've never had that because usually I'm just alone or talking to you or somebody else on the telephone or Skype. So it's like, but you go through, when something gets really good and it's better, sometimes there's things that you've wanted so much and your heart or soul didn't know how much it wanted it till it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the freedom of not wanting it anymore because it's there. So what happens is that empty, that hole is filled up, and what it produces in you is a different person, because now the focus of who you are and what you are, part of what you were longing for, is taken care of. So the mm-hmm. bigger, it's the bigger projection, like I really long to do more in my work, I really long to serve more, I really long to be able to teach more and do more. So everything else is taken care of so that I can just move forward. There's not any other, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this alone has been pretty intense. And I keep thinking I've found people that I trusted over the last 20 years to help me or be with me, or and I found out they can't do it, you know, which has been sad. But you have to move on and let go. So the one thing I remember about everything, and those of you who do not have it, I'll tell everybody on the line now, on my website there is a free list, and I think I've sent it to you already, Elaine, about living the how to live in higher frequency. And one of those guidelines for higher frequency living is that there's no permanence. And as much as we really want things to be stable and feel good and comfortable, it's just not going to, that is not why we're here. We're here to keep moving on this journey to all of our divine beingness. So isn't it intense, Elaine?
Oh, yeah, but I think you hit the nail on the head on that. It's the change that I think I've been having such a hard time with, and I know I've read that in the past, but thank you for reminding me, because you're right. It's the change that I struggle with, but it's the change that's just a part of our new way of living. So, you know, get with the program,
and,
girl.
And
I guess
me,
I have to.
You know, and Elaine, I know you're very mental, just as I am, because I'm a Virgo with a Gemini moon, and you're Arcturian.
Mm-hmm.
We want to mentally, we really, really want to mentally try to make and figure it out and structure it out. I know you're just like me on that, and see it progress and know that we're making progress and blah, blah, blah. And it's just not like that right now, because I'll do two steps forward in my heart and soul and another step backward. So it's quite interesting, but the backward, now if I go backward, it's nowhere near where I had been 2 years ago even.
Right.
And so,
well, I think,
go ahead.
I think part of it for me right now is I run an online grief support group for people who've lost their mother, and I found it really rewarding, a lot of connection and a lot of comfort in that space. And some people have asked me to write a manual, which I'm doing, and that feels fantastic. I mean, it's taking on its own life. It feels so good. But I think the process, obviously, is bringing up just so much pain from every level, not just my mom, but, I mean, so many things. So I'm wondering, you know, is that just something I need to write out, or are there trapped emotions in my energy body that I can...
Let's look, see. How many trapped emotions is it? Because we've cleaned you out once, but it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So let me look at this now. I'm sorry. We got interrupted, Elaine. Somebody was calling me from South Dakota while I had to call in. I didn't do the direct connect. How many trapped emotions does Elaine have in her energy bodies right now? 10. Well, about 36. But let me tell you, you're such an empath. Do people call you and talk with you? Because you take on some of this stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn not to as much. And that's, I want to be helpful, but I've also got to learn to sort of step back and not take it on. I think that's why writing the book is good, because I only have to do it once, and then it's kind of out there,
yes.
and it can be a good service without me doing individual as much. But the process is just more exhausting than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
In a good way,
Yes, and I would be good to Elaine and say maybe do one chapter and then take a break and do another chapter and take a break.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because it is intense. And I'm reading from the Pain Body chapter of Eckhart Tolle's The New Earth, and he says
right.
any negative emotion that is not fully faced and seen for what it is in the moment it is felt, it arises and does not completely dissolve. It leaves behind a remnant of pain in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Since children in particular find strong negative emotions to this might be good too for your book, Elaine.
Well, silly girl, I make reference to that particular passage, which is really funny. Of course you knew that. It's written, by the way. It's written. I'm just fine-tuning it. I think that's why it's so overwhelming right now, because I'm going through the entire thing and cleaning it up. But your subject matter on the pain body and reference to that particular passage is, I think, so valuable.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it says, people with heavy pain bodies usually have a better chance to awaken spiritually than those with a relatively light pain body. Whereas some of them do remain trapped in their heavy pain bodies, many others reach a point where they cannot live with their unhappiness any longer. And so their motivation to awaken to become stronger. Well, I don't want to wake up like that anymore. I'm done with it. I want to awake with joy and not pain.
Right.
So, yeah.
So if
and
I have 36.
Yeah, let's clear them out. At the present time of Elaine, please remove all negative thought forms at the present time. And I want to mention something to everybody listening. While I'm on the show, please do not email me or send a text message, because I'm on a computer, I'm on a telephone, and it disrupts the whole my show and my thought process when people are emailing and texting and are calling, and I'm getting a lot of that today. So I'm just, anybody who's listening, please, anybody you ask and tell about the show, just tell them just to call in, and I'll see their, I'm getting more people, it's just crazy. Calling, which it's like they don't want me to do the show for some reason. Okay, Elaine, I gotcha. You're good.
Well, thank you, my dear. I appreciate it.
You'll appreciate it. And I'm so proud of you. That's a fabulous thing to do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much. You've been a big part of it. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Go help other people now.
All righty.
Help yourself, too. Take good care of you,
okay.
girl. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. My next on the line that's been holding for quite a long time is area code 404-683. Who am I speaking with? It's Cindy Bentley.
Oh, it's Vera. Thank you, Cindy, for your call.
Thank you.
It's such a validation, and I felt that I've had to release a lot also recently,
yes.
and I asked, what is it? And it was like the thoughts of who I think I am.
Yes.
It's like you said.
Oh, my God.
We've
Vera.
Got.
It's exactly right.
Yeah. The
images. I'm trying to do some of the same stuff I've always done. And I can't do it anymore. The same people that I really enjoyed, I'm not enjoying that much anymore. And I'm being with people that I've always been with. It's like I'm invisible.
Wow.
It's like I'm not there.
Yeah. There's some.
It's
lot
the
of
new you.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And well, we it's a whole new world, and we've got to step into
definitely.
That. Definitely. And thank you so much. I missed the first half, and I'm going to go back and listen to it. I love the integrity, and thank you. I'm going to start taking notes. There were other things I wanted to say. Can you check if how clearer I am?
Sure. Let's check how many trapped emotions that Vera has. She's got only 5. So we're going to ask Vera and my divine beings to transmute and scatter the frequencies of 5 trapped emotions on Vera today. Thank you. And Vera, thanks for being so supportive. And I'm so sorry about our shows have just not been. I'm calling in, and you missed this. I called in. It took me 10 minutes on the phone to get to call in as the host. It kept cutting me off.
Maybe all of us can have the intention before the call ask for Archangel Michael and all the positive forces of the universe to support it.
Yeah, because I've been doing a lot of heavy transmuting. I'm not going to say the word warfare, which I used in the 90s and the early 2000s. I don't believe in that much warfare now. I'm saying I'm loving it and telling it to leave the planet. So I'm doing planetary work again at a high level with help from others. And so there's going to be a little interference, I believe. I'm going to say that there's not, but it is it is showing up on Monday for sure. But I feel so much better because I've cried today, and I knew I needed to cry some before the show because it was just things. I called a friend. You know, when you cry, you call a friend. If you got something, I do. I'm thankful I've got some friends. And she said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I don't know. I'm not me anymore. I'm somebody else. I'm bigger than I thought I was."
Well, you mentioned divine. I'm sorry. You mentioned a new partner, and I have.
Yeah.
Well, Charisse has told me. She asked for your divine partner. And I just would like to share that there's several people that I know that are really connecting with a very high-level relationship for the first time in their life that's coming with more and more ease, grace, and fulfillment.
Yeah.
And, and I feel that's for us. I think all of us that have been on the path, it's time to have that partnership now and to allow it.
And I'm having it. But let me tell you, it's scary to trust again. Do you know?
Yeah.
But it's so freaking good. And so I keep praying about it and dowsing about it. And, you know, I had to let go of the others because of the dementia. And this is really high level. But he really doesn't know. He's just very accepting and extremely high level. But it's okay.
You deserve it.
It's fun. I've never had so much attention in my entire life. I'm going to tell you that right now. And so, but you know, it's quite interesting. And if I had picked him out, I wouldn't have picked him out, but I guess I kind of did. Spirit did. But and I can't say that it's forever or always, but for right now, this is what I need.
And well, it's so, like what you said. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
You mentioned about living in the fifth dimension. It's changing, and we can't be stuck. And so that it's the living in the now, in the present.
Yes.
You know, and I've been catching myself.
Is.
Yeah. And when we start to get off center and our emotions start to come up that are not comfortable, I've been catching myself that's when I'm either thinking about the future or thinking about the past. But if I stay in the present, that's where we can make the difference.
And the thing is about when we think about the future and the past, included in that is expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I have got to let go of every expectation, because if I don't, I'm not living in the present moment. I'm living in the future or the past with expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. It's a big learning experience.
Well, we're keeping our courage.
Keeping our courage. Yes, courage is the big word for right now. A lot of courage, and oh my God, and so much synchronicity. You know, they're trying their best. All our divine helpers are trying their best to show us the way. And we have to stay alert in the moment to the synchronicities. And you know about this, Vera, because the synchronicities are like guideposts right now.
Oh, that's powerful. Just that if we're not in the moment, we'll miss the opportunities, the synchronicities.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. And I'm right there with it. But, man, this is a ride. This is unbelievable. This is and in many ways, my work and everything else is very amazing. And I just keep being in awe. Like, don't go to the head. Like I was talking to Elaine, I just have to keep getting out of the head and just be in awe. Oh, wow, this is great. Oh, wow, this is good. But I think the sad part was today I recognized that I'm not the same as I was. And I never will be.
But you're evolving. You're moving forward.
I'm morphing. Yeah. And just like everybody that's on this, everybody that's listening right now is changing and morphing. We all are. It's a journey that we volunteered to have. So here we go. We're doing it. We are doing it.
Yep. And we can be the examples to help the others. Okay. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Vera. Love you, darling. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I think I've got Jan on the line down in Albuquerque. 405-835.
Yes.
Hello? Jan?
Yes.
How are
you? I'm good. I didn't get on the phone till around 3:30 because I was out getting groceries. So,
okay,
but
that's okay. You can listen. It's archived. You can listen later.
No, I have some questions. Y'all brought up a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Go, girl.
Yeah, I've been doing the releasing off and on, it seems like, for 30 or 40 years. I don't know. But so I'm very comfortable with crying whenever it comes up, and I don't always know what it is.
Good.
So, and then there's the thing, like you're going through grieving over someone who's going down, dear friend Jacqueline. So there's those things.
Yeah.
But then you were talking about the relationship. And I've been feeling like there might be someone coming in, but I don't know who it is or...
Well, we're not going to know.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't met him yet is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I have been feeling some things. I've been affirming every morning in my prayer time. I've been affirming, you know, that he's coming into my life and we're living happily together, and I'm just affirming these things as if they're in the present moment. And I get really, I feel really high on that and joy when I do it versus my past where I would be saying, well, I really want somebody in my life, and I would feel the lack and the and feeling down about it. But this is new to me. When I focus on this, I feel much joy, and I've been singing spontaneously, not thinking of my mate, but just I'll be singing a song, and it'll be a love song out of the blue, you know. And I was doing that for several weeks before I thought that maybe it's happening because maybe he's coming in.
Yes.
So I was wanting your... Is all this real or what?
You know? I don't know, but it's scaring the heck out of me. I think it's pretty scary for me.
It doesn't scare me at all. I mean, I'm excited about it, but I want to know. Yes, is this really? And like y'all were talking about in your last conversation, we do need these divine mates to be present with us. To be here for us, and so I guess that's all. But I was just wondering if you got a yes on that.
I get a yes, but you're getting very close, and I'll talk to. I think I need to tell you, kind of like how I did this, and he's down there near you. Off at the other end of Montgomery. But the synchronicity of it, and the soul, it just continuously goes on and on and on. And it's got me, I believe in the divine. But the other thing is, the pieces of me that need to be brought up and that need to shift, he brings them up. I mean,
Well, that's what love does.
It's not like we're in perfect harmony. It's not that. And we live in separate places and we don't see each other every day and all that. But, but he brings up stuff in me to make myself be strong. And like I'm saying, he was saying, well, if you did this and if you did that, I said, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm not changing. I am changing. I said, but I don't know how much I can. I just told him, I don't know how much I can change because I'm an older girl. Well, that was a lie. I've been changing like crazy lately. I've been really changing. But, but I also want to say, accept me as I am. I'm tired. I've lived 67 years, people telling me I was not right or what's wrong with you or you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that or why are you doing that? And I don't want to do that anymore. I'm tired of it. Take me as I am or get out of it, move on. And that's the way I am with a lot of people right now. But I don't say it out loud. But he needs to shift a little bit too. So it's a shift because, when you're 67 and he's 68, and I told him, I said, you and I both have lived a long life and we've set up a lot of ways we think we should be. And so just let it go. We're just going to have fun at it. And he's retired major in the Air Force, but now he's working still at Kirkland, but as a research engineer. But he's used to telling people what to do.
Oh, he attracted you,
and how it should be done correctly.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be done that way. And so, but anyway. It's all good. It's all part of living. And, relationships are what we need to help us move forward in our life. And I think, Jan, you're so ready. You deserve it, baby. It's time. I think there's two things
happening
right now.
It's way past time because I'm older than you.
I know. And I think some of this, people, we're getting, because we're being more of our authentic self than we've ever been before, our authentic partner can now show up in his authentic being. That's one thing that's happening.
My back.
Yeah. That's one thing that's happening on the planet.
is the partnerships are definitely, and because I have three of my very best friends who are all married to retired major Air Force Air Force major retirees. My three best friends all have husbands that are that were majors in the Air Force. You know what
very
I'm saying? Plus a lot of other stuff, and he's British. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes on and on and on. And so so that's one thing that's happening. And the other thing that I have found, and this is not about the show. I'm sorry, y'all, we're getting off of the subject. And I think my next show may be about finding your divine partner and that partnership.
That sounds good.
I think we're going to work on partnerships. And the next thing is that I have never in all my existence known so many people who are having grandbabies born. And they're all like healers, high-level light workers, and they're bringing in the new earth with these grandbabies. It is amazing.
Ooh, I got goosebumps again. Yes.
Yeah. I have never seen it happen. Like, I mean, it's and I, if you read on Cryon, I'm on the Cryon. I think it's a weekly report they give, and it's just really wonderful. And he's talking about the new earth is now arriving. They're being born. And they're not going to accept the old ways at all.
Well, the old ways are falling away already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Starting to.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, pretty interesting.
Well,
very interesting.
It's interesting that you said something very interesting. Maybe I need to tell you about it privately.
Yeah, we'll talk about it privately.
We have time to chit-chat for a few minutes.
So you can get on
with these other people.
Okay, because I'm stacked up for the next
Okay, darling,
days,
I love you.
I love you too, but I'll tell you how this is coming about and how to do it. And then I'm going to have a little show on it. All right. Bye.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Let's see. I've got somebody been holding for 46 minutes at 225-281. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. This is Cindy Bentley. Have we worked together before?
No, this is my first time to call in and listen.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I hope and thank you for being on so long and being so patient. Do you have any questions?
Oh, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what my blockages are as far as relationship.
How many blockages?
Or any blockages.
Kim, we're going to have to do a big show on relationships. It's time. It's just really time. Let's look at this. I have to do individual things since I've never done a clearing on you. Your energy fields are not that bad. I'm telling you, you're like 90% clear, which is fabulous. And your blockages in having your divine partnership relationship is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So right now what we want to do for Kim, and we're asking the divine beings, and I'm going to do a healing meditation at the end, so be sure and listen.
Yes, ma'am.
We're asking that all six of these blockages that Kim has on her divine relationship and accepting it, we ask that they be removed and transmuted so that she can hold a higher light on her pathway, can be lit up, that her partner can find her, that her partner will know her, and that she will know him or her or whoever it be, that they will find each other. Okay, hang on. I use a pendulum, Kim, and a Walt Wood dowsing chart, and that's how I do my work, and I connect to divine beings. And we're transmuting right now because there's things inside of you, just like me. You know, if you've had painful relationships in the past, you've got to get over it to
get out of the pain to go to the love and accept the joy, the joyful relationship. We don't need painful relationships anymore. That's not what we're here to do, is to suffer to be more. We're here to love to be more, to have joyful love and be more in joy. So I am with you in letting go of all painful relationships that might transform me or help me move forward. I don't need pain anymore.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So we're letting go. We're letting go. Okay, there you go. Very good. Okay, we got that. How you doing? Feel a little dizzy? I'm a little dizzy after that because I was asking if I had any blocks to let them go. Sometimes they're in layers, you know. You think you've got it, and then all of a sudden it shows this ugly head again. So we have to be kind of careful with that. But you're good. You're good. And what?
Well, thank you.
If you'll send me your email address, I will, and you'll see on the program my email address. If you'll send me yours, I'll put you on my mailing list because every Saturday I send out a newsletter to tell you what the show is going to be about. So you'll know.
Okay.
It's every Monday at 3:00. But I'm thinking we're going to need a relationship, ready for the divine relationship, partnership. Partnership is what we're looking for.
Exactly. Well, I'll be on the lookout for that.
All right. Thanks, Kim, for listening. And have a great week. Bye-bye. All right. My next person, this may be somebody that's listening. 917-728. This is Cindy. Can you talk today?
Hello.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. The official name.
I can't hear you. Who am I speaking with?
Sorry. Karen.
917. Hi, Karen. And hi. Have you listened to the? Have you been on the show before?
I think I listened to it once. I have to remember to tune in on Mondays when I'm around.
I know.
Yeah.
And you're looking pretty good today, Karen. You look pretty clear.
Really?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Actually, that is the best news. I don't think I'm doing that great. I've been on a healing and a spiritual journey forever, and I really feel like my life is a mess, and I've been in a deep depression. I have so many problems and stresses.
Yeah.
So I've been doing better some days and doing a lot of work, but I've been succumbing to a lot of depression and despair, and I'm also somewhat of a caregiver to my partner. We live together, and he's very sick these days and don't know what's going on, and that is, I don't know how to help him, and that is really also upsetting me a lot. Yeah.
So let's start with one thing. I want to look at you only, and I want to see how many trapped emotions that you have that we need to scatter the frequencies. And Karen, you've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. You got about 85, 90, oh my God, 100, 110. Well, this is what's going on. You're blocking yourself with all these trapped emotions. You got 140, darling. No wonder you're depressed. That's a lot. So I'm asking my divine beings, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, my golden beings, my diamond beings, to go into Karen and transmute all trapped negative emotions in her mental body, her physical body, her emotional body, and her spiritual body. And allow Karen to have the divine joy that's the truth of her soul. Hang on a minute, Karen. It's going to take a minute. Okay. All right.
Wow.
That's good.
Feel clearer. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And I want you to take care of yourself first. And every time I get on an airplane and they say, put the mask on yourself first, I always think about myself because I'm here to serve also, but I know I got to take care of me first. Sometimes I just look at I have to take a day off now and then because I have a couple of thousand clients all over in 30 countries. So
wow.
Mondays is a busy day. And so I was really going at it hard and I just had to stop and I told several people I'll talk to you after the show or I'll talk to you tomorrow because I had to stop. So you have to kind of balance yourself is the key word. Balance what you give and give out with what you take in. Mainly you got to take care of yourself first. No matter how much you love someone and how much empathy you have for someone else, you can't do anything if you're destroying yourself.
Right.
So you got to really hang in there.
Yeah. Well, I have my own health issues and I'm facing a lot of dental work, which has really been hard for me to accept, and I'm worried about that. And I just wish I could quit.
I know. You're fine. You're doing really good. But we had to get those. And if you need to cry, you cry when you have to. I was talking earlier I don't know why I was crying. I just know I was leaving a lot of me behind this morning, and so I cried. And I, it was a sadness that I had to move away from the old me. There's a new me coming. And the old wounds that are in me, they're no longer viable. I'm not allowing them to come up. I've healed them. And I said, if you're not healed, I said this morning, I don't know why I'm crying, but if the old wounds that I thought were gone, if any piece of you is still there, here's the tears now. I want you to join the bandwagon. I'm going to release it all. I just want to release. Crying is a good thing. Like I said, I do walks, and sometimes I just can feel it in my heart when I have to scream out kind of in pain. But then after that, I'm good. I let it go. I'm fine.
But I think sometimes that happens, but then I think that the same thing does come up again and again. And a couple of days ago, I was like that. I was just crying on and off all day, and then a few days before that, and when that happens, I'm not sure, am I really clearing or am I just rehashing over and over and over? So I can't tell where I'm at.
Right. So you are the power of yourself. So you just say, I am now my full, and what are your intentions? If you have to sit down and write it out, Karen, you sit down and write it out. My intentions are not to live in pain anymore. So, and when people don't accept you for who you are and they think you're the oddball out or something, especially family members and people that you love, then that's pain. But you know what? I'm not going to feel that pain anymore because I am who I am and they are who they are. And so I'm accepting of the differences without feeling that there's any pain or that it's a personal, you know, because I'm not going to have any expectations that they love and accept me. All I want to do is know that I love and accept myself.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yes, it does.
Because I can't do anything about them, but I can do everything about my reaction to them. Nothing I do is going to change them. But the way I react to them is the only thing I have control of. And that's what I'm going to deal with. So it's good.
Well, a lot of what I've been upset about lately is more my own personal stuff. Like if I make a mistake or what I think is, oh, God, I did something wrong or I made the wrong choice. and can't let it go, and I'm like beating myself up forever, and and then it gets over, and then again, and I don't know how what that's about or how I can heal that part.
Karen, I've got to do a meditation at the end, so I'm going to let you go, and I've got one more person I want to say hello to, and then we're going to do the meditation. If you'll listen to that, I'm going to do some transmuting of these negative thoughts, okay?
Wonderful.
Thank you for supporting. I'm here every Monday at 3. Thank you, darling. Good luck. Okay. I've got this one other person I'm going to try one more time, 917-538. Are you on the line?
Hey. Yeah, hi. This is Anna calling. Hi.
Hey,
my question
Anna.
My question is related to work. I filed something related to my job function that I feel like I'm being overworked. And we had two meetings so far, and both of them did not turn out successfully. We have like another meeting coming up with other people. Do you see anything happening?
I see the next meeting is going to be 100% successful.
Oh, so I should just keep my hope up? I feel like this is just so horrible this place.
Going to be a different set of people at the next meeting?
Yes, definitely.
All right, that's what you need. That's going to happen.
Good.
Just hang in there. I've got only 12 minutes left to do the guided meditation.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Anna. And
thank
I want you.
You
to listen to the meditation. We're going to let go of all the blocks. Yes, we're going to let go of all the blocks in our
spirit.
Success.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So, I thank all of you guys for listening. I'm going to do the meditation now, and this has been a very wonderful time. I'm so pleased to listen to all these wonderful voices and people that I know. I apologize if I could not get to everyone today, and I am so happy for all of you that are listening out there. I can feel there's many, and we are on our journey, and it's helped so much when we know that we're all on the journey together. And the feelings and the unstable conditions that we might find in our life, it's not just us. It's everybody. And feeling more clarity. And I want each of you that are listening to feel more clarity. And I think a lot of us are getting to that point where we have to let go of our expectations of what we were, or what we thought we were going to be. And we're going to have to start living in a bigger world and start being in an authentic world of the truth of our soul in a high frequency, because we are ascending into being the light beings. That's the truth and the consciousness that we always are and always will be. And with that, we are interdimensional beings. So we can transport ourselves and be in many places, just as pieces of God are in many places. Each of us are in many places. So it's a joyful time to be on the planet. But it also takes a lot of work. And all of my friends that are listening and those of you who called in, each one of you are doing a fabulous job. You're courageous and strong to be on this journey, to have volunteered and still be here, because the pain has been unbelievable for so many, and too much for some. They've not had the courage or the strength to keep going. But each of you that are listening, we're going to call in the divine golden beings, because they're from the 12th ray that I work with, and they hold a very high level of Christ consciousness. So I want you to take a deep breath and connect in with my beings from the 12th ray. And then we're calling in the diamond beings with the bright white light and the rainbow light that shines as the light shines into the diamonds, all the lights that come out as a prism. They're here.
deep breath, and the platinum beings are here. They're here to assist us on the journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then the silver beings and my divine, my whole divine crew, they're here. And they're connecting into each of you that are listening at this moment. And they're connecting into your consciousness, into your heart, to your soul, into the to the center of every cellular consciousness. And the question we're asking and the question they want you to ask yourself is, what's holding me back? What needs to be released? And they're saying to you, it's time to let go. We're going further and further on the journey. It's time to trust. The courage level that we need at this point on this journey is enormous. The courage to trust that all is well under all circumstances, no matter how it may look. To the mental body, it may be scary. But knowing that each of you are divine, that each of you are a piece of God and can be and do all and manifest everything and know that you are your own answer. So release the blocks that are blocking. Tell yourself, I now allow my own divine being to release anything, any density that continuously holds me captured in a pattern, a habit, a program that is not my truth. I let it go. Tell yourself, I am now willing to step into a higher consciousness. And with this higher consciousness, I have a much higher level of clarity. I have a much higher level of joy. I now allow myself to just be in the moment. And in this moment, I am totally surrendered to the joyful truth of my soul. Knowing that there have been no accidents in my life. Knowing that pain is now transmuted and I am filled with light. Knowing that the blockage that pain can cause, I now heal that painful situation, that painful thought. I release all the negative thoughts that are blocking my joy. And each of you say this to yourself, I live and surrender to the joy. And all the density of negativity, I now let go of. And as you let go of the density and the dark of anything, you're holding yourself up to a much brighter light. A much broader pathway and a higher level of love and joy. Something new. We now allow the most joy, the most love, to be with us and present. And I can feel that joy in me, and you can feel the joy in you. And that is the emotion that should now be your guidance. Because you're now letting go of the pain and recognizing that expectations many times cause pain when you're not reaching your expectations. Let's not have that anymore. That blocks the moment of your joy. So in this moment, we are in joy. In this moment, we are in the high frequency of unconditionally loving all that we are. And as we unconditionally love every energy that belongs to us, and every energy that belongs to you, in every aspect of you, in any world, in any dimension, in any timeline, in any universe, we now say that the density has been removed. That is, any density that blocks the joy, the frequencies are scattered, they're transmuted to light, and you can rejoice in the freedom of being in unconditional love of yourself. The freedom of trusting the universe. The freedom of allowing your personal truth to show up in your life. And there's no fear. Because now you are whole. And in your wholeness, you move forward to the divine beingness that is your truth. And so it is. And so we give thanks for all the divine beings and for everyone that's listening. Know that through the night tonight, you will be transmuting, integrating, and processing. And I love all of you. I send my love. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being my support also. We're all in this together, guys. We're all one. We're all one. And I'll meet you here next week at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. We'll all be here together again. So I give you my love. And I thank you. And so it is.